Ukraine, we've grieved the thousands of dead in Russia's war. The cultural destruction is horrific, too. More than 150 cultural sites destroyed so far. Here in the U.S., Ukrainians are fighting to preserve their heritage. We've heard here about art. Today, music. Reporter Ali Oshinsky has this story.
On a recent hot summer day, the thick woods of northwest Connecticut were filled with this sound. It's a Ukrainian string instrument called the bandura, and at this Ukrainian summer getaway, a new generation is picking it up. For 10-year-old Yulia Samoyluk, it wasn't what she thought it would be.
Went a couple of days, we had blisters and our fingers hurt. It was really hard to play, but by the time of like 2 days, we already had half of the song done, so we were all pretty proud of ourselves.
And she should be. On Monday, Samoyluk picked up the bandura for the first time. And by Friday, she's plucking out the first few bars of a song.
Ready? Raz, dva, I.
This event is a combination of a summer camp and a family reunion, and a long-awaited one after a two-year pandemic pause. 60 people are in attendance this year. Some traveled from as far as Illinois and Wyoming. These singers and musicians, young and old, are not related by blood, but by their love of the bandura.
It's the voice of Ukraine. It tried to be quieted many times, especially by the Soviet era, and it didn't work.
That's Irene Katasti-Kuzma. She's been organizing this reunion for over 10 years. It's one of the few places in the U.S. Ukrainian Americans can gather to learn and play the bandura.
It's what our family does, is to preserve it.
The bandura has often been seen as a threat to the Russians, she says, because it's evidence of a unique Ukrainian culture. Before World War II, Soviets censored and even killed bandurists who would sing about Ukrainian patriotism. But amid the persecution into the Cold War era, bandurists were able to preserve the folk tradition.
This is my weapon. This is our weapon. It's the weapon that we have to show the world that Putin is wrong. There is a very strong Ukrainian culture that is very separate, very beautiful, and worth keeping and worth fighting for.
In the mess hall, Katasti-Kuzma teaches the youngest bandura players.
I think we should probably do Oyuluzi once before the rehearsal.
She always tries to incorporate the history behind the lyrics. But this year, it seems to be understood in a new way. Again, Yulia Samoyluk.
It feels important because it's like what we're passing on from our ancestors. We're keeping it together.
The bandurists tune their instruments while friends and family file into the mess hall. The youngest musicians start a tune called Oy Uluzi Chervona Kalena, and the audience stands.
In the years when it wasn't possible to perform the national anthem, this song you could still get away with sometimes, and so people would stand for that.
That's Julian Katasti. He's Katasti Kuzma's brother and a professional bandurist. The lyrics, he says, describe a berry bush that is bending over or wilting. Those berries, the kalena, are symbolic of Ukraine.
Our Ukraine is sad, but we're going to raise it up. We're going to fix that.
The soldiers once encouraged by this song and the musicians playing it today have something in common. Among the sadness, they've found their own way to resist. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Oshinsky.